The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
White rocks. On a recent trip to the coast, I couldn't help but notice the stark difference between some very white rocks against the backdrop of the dark, gray sand and other rocks. And as each wave coated them with ocean water, they glistened in the sun, brightly shining within the dark background like lights in a dark room. Even though they were outstanding, as I picked up a few, none of them were perfect. They each had some areas of gray streaks. That totally reminded me of us as Christians. Late that night, while my wife and I were walking the beach, God impressed me with the same concept as I looked up at the stars. Even though there were too many to count, obviously, there were some that really stood out against the blackness of space. It was just about midnight when it was pitch dark, no light from behind us. The only light we could see was from phosphorus in the crest of the waves. The sparkling, moving light was stunning. And since water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, it reminded me of how that God is ever present, even in the darkest times and storms of this life. All three of these examples remind me of how we have opportunities to shine for Jesus. We are lights in creation. Some of these lights in creation are outstanding, and some more than others, but none of them are screaming, "Look at me!" Each of them, just there as God placed them, and are seen as He wants them to be by those who need to catch a glimpse of the light. We hear about the conditions of this world and how they are often referred to as dark times. Well, the good news of the gospel represents hope for the world. We don't need to be walking around in the dark without hope, not knowing what to do or where to turn. There are people around us who need to know about the love of God. We may not be theologians or have the ability of evangelism, but we can all share what we know. Tell others what Jesus Christ has done in our life. Then let them see the light of Jesus in and through us. And, as God directs, tell them specifically details of His love. Consider the light that you have to share as we look into Scripture now. After Christ gives the parable of the various soils and results of planting seeds of the gospel, we hear these words in Luke 11:33. And also Luke chapter 8, verse 16. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. When Jesus was on this earth, He declared that He clearly is the source of the light. John 8, then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 9, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Through Christ, we are a reflection of Him, the light of the world. Matthew 5, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be glad in it. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In 1 Peter, so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now, you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the Scriptures say, you must be holy because I am holy. Part of the ministry of the priests was to instruct those about being holy. Ezekiel 44. They will teach my people the difference between what is holy and what is common, what is ceremonially clean and unclean. The author of Romans describes holiness as an attribute of those who worship God. Romans 12. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Then, let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. We can be the bright white rocks that people see on the beaches of their lives. Others can see our good works as if the sparkling light of crashing waves in the dark of night. And let them see you as a star that stands out from the midnight sky. Dear God, please make it so in our lives. Help us to be clean vessels, a lighthouse, so that others can see your light.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.